Well, for the next couple of minutes, I get to share a little conversation with you about Christ, his resurrection. And the title of the message this morning is that, Christ's resurrection, his glory, for the glory of God and for our benefit. There's actually three little parts of the conversation I'd like to have with you this morning. And that is that Christ's resurrection was for his Father's glory, and that all that was in the heart of Jesus was to honor his Father. And not only that, but the heart of God was for our benefit. And then where we'd like to end up in our little talk this morning is, what do we do with that? In other words, if Christ is risen and it was for the Father's glory, and we can look at the Word of God and say that it was for our benefit, then how do we respond to that? And so we hope this morning that you would respond to the gospel message, that as you came in here in one, say, frame of mind or one particular situations in your life, that you would leave here this morning with a greater fullness of the grace and the mercy of God. So Christ is risen for God's glory, for our benefit. Let's pray together before we begin our study. Father, we thank you for this morning, and we pray, Lord, that you would really speak to our hearts, and Lord, that we could take hold of everything, every ounce of grace that you have for us, Lord, that we could, Lord, that we could take hold of that this morning, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles open up, we'll look at a couple different verses this morning, but if you come with me to John chapter 17, we really see the eternal purposes of God in the ministry of Jesus. We see the thrust and the focus of Jesus Christ. John chapter 17, verse 4. Jesus says this, "I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do." And what we can see in the life of Jesus is that the Father had a purpose and a plan. He had a work for him to do. And as Jesus accomplished that work, as he gave his whole heart, soul, and life to the work that the Father had for him, that the Father was glorified. You might say, well, what does that word mean, glorified? It means to do this. It means to esteem. It means to highly regard. It means to give first place to, in Jesus' life, first place to his Father. And when we look at our lives, no matter where you are, how old or young you are, God has a plan and purpose for your life. And if you can discover that plan and purpose for your life, you're going to live a life that's going to bring glory to God in the same way Jesus did. And you're going to find your life in a different light. You're going to find your life more satisfied, because you're not looking to things of the world to satisfy you. You're looking to God. You're going to find your life full of joy. And we know that from Jesus' life, that it was for the joy set before him that he endured all the difficulties in the cross. It was for that joy of bringing glory to his Father. God had a plan for Jesus' life. And Jesus' testimony is this, is that he had accomplished the work that the Father gave him to do. And so let's ask that question, what is the work that Jesus had to do? Come with me to 1 John, if you would, chapter 4, verse 10. 1 John, chapter 4, verse 10. I'll read it. "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us." So we got that straight, huh? Is that God loves us, and he loves you this morning. And the fact that you are here opens your heart to receive the love of God. And honestly, from my heart to your heart, that's what we would like to see this morning. Is that you might have come here one way, but that you would leave another. God's love. And look at the rest of this verse. It says, "And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Now that's a real $10 word, isn't it? Propitiation. But it's really the gospel, propitiation, is that you and I were under the wrath of God because of our sin. You and I are sinners. If you have any doubt that your pastor is not a sinner, please go speak with my wife, and she'll be glad to list out my sins. But we're all sinners, aren't we? All right. And we're under the wrath of God. And here's what happened. Propitiation. Jesus went to the cross, and he satisfied the wrath of God. He stepped into our place. And the beautiful thing when we look at verse 9 is he did that so that we might live through him, so that we might live in Christ, in forgiveness, covered with his blood, forgiven of our sins, and set free. And that's the message this morning, is that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and he has been, Romans 4:25, raised for our justification. That we can stand, if we come to faith in Christ, we can stand clean and pure and holy, not because of our righteousness, but because of what he's done on the cross. See, the great truth of Christianity is not that what we can do to get to God, is that God loved us and came and got us. And that's my testimony. When I was just a young man, 21 years old, in the Air Force, being a ruffian in the as an MP, without hope, full of sin, full of drinking alcohol and being crazy. And Jesus came and said, I want you. I want your heart. And he came and rescued me. And he'll do the same thing. And if we step into Christ by faith, then all the benefits that Christ won on the cross, there are benefits. If we could look at another verse, if we could look at 2 Corinthians for a moment. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says, for all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. And it's God who establishes us. It's God who anoints us. It's God who has given us his spirit as a guarantee. And so here's the great truth of Easter. Jesus has risen from the dead. And if we'll put our faith in him, the victory that he won on the cross, that's our victory. The victory over the grave, he rose from the dead, that's our victory. If we put our faith and hope in him, the power of sin is broken over our life, and we get to live a new life in Christ. There's some great benefits. We have a way back to God. Mark 10:45. Lutron, little Greek word. He ransomed us. Jan and I watched The Robe last night. Anybody watch that? It's a great little movie, about 16 hours long. And there's this picture of the slave market, you know, where they come and they put a slave on the market and people come up to buy them. That's what Jesus did for us. He went to the cross. He satisfied the wrath of God. He brought us back. We've been ransomed. Our sins are forgiven. We have power to live a new life. Get this. We actually become part of a community, but not the community of righteous ones, not the community of, say, you know, those that have it all together, but a community of sinners. And so if you're looking for a place to call home, well, I can't think of a better place to call Calvary Chapel home. Because it is a bunch of sinners, but we've been saved by the grace of God. And we live our life that way. Not that we have achieved anything of ourselves, but we trust in God. Not that we can do anything in our own strength, but we trust in God who can do all things through us because of his Son, Jesus Christ. One last, say, verse, if you would, or a couple of verses. If you'd come with me to Psalm 103. Christ lived his life for the glory of God, that he did. He accomplished the work that the Father had given him. That work to satisfy the wrath of God, to be a propitiation, to step in to our place, to be our substitute, to ransom us. And I can't think of any better psalm, any better prayer that captures the truth of for God's glory and our benefit is Psalm 103. The only thing I'd ask you this morning as we read through this psalm is what's keeping you? What's keeping you from grabbing a hold of all the benefits that God has for you? I can tell you what it has been in my life. Fear. Fear that he might not love me. Fear that he might not accept me. Fear that I could step in front of a group of people and be mocked and despised. Fear that my words would be empty. Fear that I couldn't be a good husband. Fear that I couldn't be a good father. Fear that I couldn't be a good granddad. It's the fear that keeps us from, say, walking down that aisle right now and saying, I want everything that Jesus has for me. I want all the grace and all the mercy. Let me read to you Psalm 103, just a couple of verses. It's a psalm of David, who knew greatness, and David knew a lot of sin, if you know your Bible. He says this, what's the right response to the glory of God? What's the right response to all his benefits? Psalm 103 helps us out, tells us what it looks like, tells us how to respond. Read it with me. David says this, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and what? Forget not all his benefits. See, in those couple verses, you see right there that you have to make a decision this morning. You have to make the decision. We're going to do another worship set. You don't want to listen to me too much. We're going to do another worship set in a minute. You have to make the decision in your heart to say in your heart of hearts, I'm telling you, just bless the Lord. Mind, I'm telling you, don't forget all his benefits. And David helps us out. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And here it is. Who forgives all your sin, iniquity. You guys are good. Say it with me. Who heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit. Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. All I'll say to you this morning is that this book is true. And Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And if you'd like to take advantage of one of those benefits that we've read, your sins forgiven, if you'd like to take advantage of one of those benefits, perhaps you're sick this morning and you'd like someone to pray for you. Perhaps you'd like, perhaps you're past the midway point in life and you need your youth to be renewed like the eagles. My encouragement for you this morning is don't leave here without getting a cup of grace to drink. Don't leave here this morning the same way you came in. And so I'm going to invite the band to come on back, and we have another little set. And I'm going to invite, we have some people that have spent a few weeks with me, and we've talked about how to pray for people. I'm going to ask them to come up front too. Some over here in the corner and up front here and here and over in the corner here. And here's what we're going to do as we close. You have a bulletin. You know the set that we're going to do. During the music, here's what I'd like you to do. If you'd like to let someone pray for you this morning, if you want to take advantage of some of the benefits that we have in the Lord, here's what I'm going to invite you to do. Just come up front during the music. They're going to pray for you for a minute or two. Then you can go back and sit down while we finish up. But don't leave here today the same way you came in. Tell your heart, bless the Lord. Tell your mind, forget not all his benefits. And come and let someone pray for you. One last point of it, encouragement. I think that there's some families here today that you need to put a stake in the ground. I think there's some families here, moms, dads, and kids, where you as a family need to decide that this day, before God, you and your family are putting a stake in the ground. And from this day forth, as a family, you're going to serve the Lord. You're not going to serve the world. You're not going to serve, community activities, you're going to serve the Lord. And so mom and dad, decide today. And if you want to come up as a family and let these folks up front here pray for you, put a stake in the ground saying, this day we decide to serve Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You come. Let them pray for you for a minute or two. Go back and have a seat while the music continues. But let's all stand and let's finish out our service here today with worship. And if you like prayer, just come on down front. There's some folks here that would love to pray for you and love to bless you in the name of Jesus.